Yeah, I see beautiful, you're surrounded by beautiful pictures of deities and a big sign with the Maha Mantra. So this is what you have to do now to fix your consciousness completely on Krishna. I was just listening to a talk by Srila Prabhupada yesterday, and he was talking about just fixing one's gaze on the beautiful form of the Lord, that even if you're not able to chant or read, but if you just fix your eyes on the beautiful form of the Lord and absorb your mind in the beautiful form of the Lord, you can be Krishna conscious. And of course, devotees are there to chant for you and read to you. And devotees all over the world are aware of your wonderful service, the exemplary life you've led up until now, and they are getting great inspiration from your example, and they're also praying for you and sending their prayers and good wishes and appreciation and affection to you. I spoke with your family and other devotees yesterday. They are completely fine in all respects. Everything has been arranged. And so you are completely free now to just focus on Krishna, Radha and Krishna, Krishna Balaram, Gaur Nitai, and our Guru Parampara. I mean, maybe he's doing that for a reason. Maybe it's anyway, so it has become a little late, but I would like to sing the Nrisinga prayers for you. Namaste Narasingaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Prahlada Lada Daya. Hiranyakasipurvakshaha.
Hiranyakasipurvakshaha.
Shila Tankana Kalaye.
Shila Tankana Kalaye.
Ito na shringa parato na shringo.
Ito na shringa parato na shringo.
Yato yato yamintato na shringa.
Yato yato yamintato na shringo.
Bahir Nrisingo Hridaye Nrisingo.
Bahir Nrisingo.
Shringamadiyam Sharanam Prapadye. Bring my dog back.
Shringamadiyam Sharanam Prapadye.
Kavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Shringam. Dalita Hiranyakasipu Tanubringam Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare.
Namaste Kamala Varinaka Adbhuta Shringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringam
Tavakara kamala varena kamadbhuta shringam Dalita hiranyakasipu tanubringam Keshavadrita narahari rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare
Namagaya Kamata Vare Nakama Bhutya Shringa Lalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringa Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare
Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare
Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare
Jaya Nrisimhadev, Jaya Nrisimhadev, Nrisimhadev, Jaya Nrisimhadev.
Jaya
Nrisimhadev, Jaya Nrisimhadev, Nrisimhadev, Jaya Nrisimhadev.
Jaya Nrisimhadev, Jaya Nrisimhadev,
Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj.
Jaya Prahlad Maharaj.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
The Srimad Bhagavan ki jai. Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. So now I would like to sing a beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. The meaning of the verse is that the material world is like a great ocean. But for one who takes shelter of the boat of the lotus feet of Krishna, the vast ocean of material existence becomes just like a small puddle contained in the hoof print of a cow. Although there is danger at every step in the material world, the devotee crosses right over it. His goal is Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, where there is no anxiety. Not the material world, where there is danger at every step. We actually used to sing this verse every morning in the Boston Temple when I first joined. It is a beautiful verse in Sanskrit, and the meaning also is sublime. Samasrita ye pada palavam plavam Mahat padam punya yasho murare Bhavam buddhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yadvi padam natesham Samasrita ye pada palavam plavam Mahat padam punya yasho murare Bhavam buddhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yadvi padam natesham Samasrita ye pada palavam plavam Mahat padam punya yasho murare Bhavam buddhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yadvi padam natesham I will read the meaning of each word. Samasrita, having taken shelter. Ashraya, you know the word ashraya, shelter. Yea, those who, pada, of the feet, palava, like flower buds, plavam, which are a boat, mahat. Mahat means of the total material creation or of the great souls. The idea is that the lotus feet of Krishna are mahat padam. Padam here means shelter. The lotus feet of Krishna are the shelter of the whole cosmic manifestation, and they are also the shelter of great souls who themselves are the shelter of many fallen souls. Punya, supremely pious. Yasha, whose fame. Murare, of the enemy of the demon Mura. Bhava, of the material existence. Ambudi, the ocean. Vatsapadam, the hoof print of a calf. Parampadam, the supreme abode, Vaikuntha. Padam padam, at every step. Yat, where. Vipadam, of material miseries. Na, none. Tesham, for them. And Srila Prabhupada's translation, for those who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation, and is famous as Murari, the enemy of the Mura demon, the ocean of the material world is like the water contained in a calf's hoof print. Their goal is Parampadam, Vaikuntha, the place where there are no material miseries, not the place where there is danger at every step. So this verse describes your situation by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, which is the shelter of the whole cosmic manifestation. The vast ocean of material existence becomes just like the water in the hoof print of a calf. And your goal is Parampadam, the spiritual world, where there are no miseries, not the material world, where there is danger at every step. So, this is the most critical time in a person's life, the time when the soul can actually achieve the supreme destination of the spiritual world. We love you. You have been such an example for years. You would use all of your spare time just for Krishna conscious activities. In the morning, you would chant your rounds and read and worship, do arti, and then when you would return home from work, you would bathe, honor prasad, complete your rounds, and read. Whenever you had spare time, you would read Srila Prabhupada's books. So for your whole life in Krishna consciousness, you have been preparing yourself. Not only preparing yourself, but showing an example for others. But preparing yourself so that at the end of life you would have no other activity and no other preoccupation besides Krishna consciousness. The period prior to leaving the body can be very painful physically. And of course, we also feel pain when we see you in pain. But the pain also can be an impetus to fix the mind on Krishna. We had the experience with Mother Archavigraha, who was in terrible pain from the cancer. But the only thing that would give her relief was hearing the pastimes of Krishna, hearing the words of Krishna. And it was amazing. She could be in agony, but as soon as there was some discussion of Krishna, some reading about Krishna, she would fix her mind on that subject, and her mind would not be on the pain. And instead of being in terrible agony, she was actually in bliss. So pain also serves a purpose. It helps us to become detached from the material body, and it teaches us to find relief in the lotus feet of Krishna. So you know these things. I don't have to tell you. But the topic itself is relishable. All topics of Krishna are relishable. So discussing the process of fixing the mind on Krishna, the wondrous effects of fixing the mind on Krishna, is also a relishable topic for discussion. And of course, chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today also I listened to Srila Prabhupada singing a song of Bhaktivinod Thakur, Gai Gora Madhu Sware. And at the end, Bhaktivinod Thakur says that at the end of life, we should take shelter of the holy names of the Lord. In fact, he says that all of us are approaching the end. We do not know how much time we have. So in a way, all of us are approaching the end, and therefore we should take shelter of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So would anyone like to say anything? It is a bit.
Gurumad, this evening I read the introduction to your book that you sent. I read it to Prabhu and he listened very intensely.
Good. Good. So now, if we were to have a call on the weekend, would it still be the same that it's better for you in the evening? Because in a way, it might be better if it was my evening and your morning, because I would probably be more free then. I mean, of course, this is my priority, but still, sometimes things come up, like today things came up. Or I guess...
Yes, Mother Narayani said that's all right.
All right, so maybe... I mean, I like this idea, every 2 days, or 2 days or 3 days. But I'm thinking the weekend will be good. And that way, you know, we would have more time. So I can work that out with you by email.
Yes, do mind.
And, you know, as far as the painkillers, the whole idea that Baladev's consciousness should be free to think of Krishna. So the pain can sometimes be a distraction, but the painkillers themselves, the way they affect the consciousness, can also, you know, make the situation worse. So it's really a delicate balance, you know, not too much and not too little. Whatever it takes so that his mind can be the most free to think of Krishna. And, yeah, I don't know what's available there, and I don't know how bad the pain is, so... But certainly, if he can tolerate it and fix his mind on Krishna, that's the best. But if the pain itself becomes too much, then some intervention that won't affect his consciousness too much would be helpful. All right, Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, you know we have so much respect and admiration for you. You've been so exemplary during your life, and you're exemplary now. We really offer our respects to you. And I really want to spend more time with you. So we'll try to start earlier so that we can spend more time together chanting and hearing and remembering Krishna. So I will try to phone back as soon as possible. There's no harm in having a shorter call also. And then when the circumstances are favorable, I would be happy to spend a lot of time with you. Hare Krishna. Shri Shri Radha Goloka Nanda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
Hari Hari Bo. The Divine Grace Srila Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai.
There's Saraswati.
Yeah.
And why don't you give me darshan of the other devotees who are here?
Yeah.
It's a little blurry. Maybe you can, each of you can introduce yourselves, because I... Hare Krishna.
This is Krishna Das Prabhu's wife.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna Das.
Hare Krishna, you've grown up very big. Good, we feel protected in your presence.
That's nice to hear.
Hare Krishna, so nice to see you. So nice to see you.
I'm
Hare Krishna. You have grown up to be a beautiful young lady. Hare Krishna. Nice to see you too. I'm sorry I won't be there for your wedding. It was such a big plan and such a big desire. But maybe I'll have to see you after you're married and I can visit your griha and see how you are doing. But we'll certainly be thinking of you. And at some stage during that period, maybe we can have a Skype call and see you and your new wife and wish you all the best. All right, well, I'm very encouraged. As I said the other day, I'm very encouraged how you're coming forward. Hare Krishna, Krishna Chandra Prabhu.
Krishna Guru Maharaj, thank you very much for caring at this final stage. We are learning so much directly from Guru Maharaj, which will put in our heart to serve more Prabhu Baladev and other devotees in course of time.
Yes. Yes, it's very good. It's important. It's essential that we we support each other at all times and in all respects, and especially at the end of life, that is the most important time. So I'm also encouraged by the way you all are coming forward to support Baladeva Prabhu and his family.